Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. For all of you who have already called in to become part of the KMUN Coast Community Radio family, thank you. If you haven't yet called in, this is a wonderful time. If you want to do it after the program, if you want to do it online, there are so many ways that you can contribute and be part of our family here. Please renew your membership or buy a new membership. That's what I like to do. I like to buy a membership for my friends. So you can do that and get a terrific hat. So please give us a call at 503-325-0010.
Or
during this pledge drive, or
1-800-518-0010.
Correct. And thank you again for being part of this community and this family of Coast Community Radio listeners and participants. Today, we have a terrific show. We have two shows in one. That's because there are so many exciting things happening in this part of the world, on the north coast of Oregon, the Columbia Pacific region. In the studio with me at this moment in time, I have three bibliophiles. I have Jimmy Pearson, the Astoria Library Director. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Donna. How are you again?
Excellent. So happy to have you. Yeah, I know you are our new library director, but now you've been here for, well, how long has it
Five
been?
5 months.
5 months. Oh my gosh, you're a part of the community. You become an Astorian when you get involved and engage and volunteer. We also have Suzanne Harold. Suzanne is the new children's librarian, and she is the Reading Outreach Clatsop County Coordinator. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. I'm also looking at the lovely Esther Moberg. Esther is the director of the Seaside Library. Hi, Esther.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. And they're all here today to talk about an exciting event happening next Thursday, March 23rd. It is the Little Free Library Fundraiser. It's going to be so much fun. So we're going to find out what ROC, Reading Outreach Clatsop County, is, and we're going to find out about this great fundraiser a week from tomorrow at the Seaside Convention Center. In the second half of the program, I will be talking to the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Association. Well, not the association. I'll be talking to Russ Thompson, who's a motorman and chairman of trolley operations, and Bob Miller, who's also a motorman. And we'll be talking about great opportunities to volunteer and become a conductor and motorman. So, first half of the show, reading, libraries, Little Free Library Fundraiser. So, Esther, let's start with you. Just tell the listening audience a teeny bit about yourself, because we have just a short time now.
Right. So I grew up here in Astoria, and I actually kind of traveled around a little bit, went out to the Midwest and got my master's degree in library science. And then I made my way all the way back here again to Seaside. So I grew up here and had to come back. I just love the coast.
Yes. Thank you for being here. And Jimmy Pearson.
I came here on vacation a year ago, and so now we're here back working. And Esther failed to mention that she actually worked at our library when she was 17.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. See, lots of connections. And yeah. Suzanne.
Yeah, so I was born in Astoria, but we moved when I was young down to Tillamook, grew up there, and then moved back here about 3 years ago after living in Portland.
And because the children's librarian at Astoria Public Library just retired, you are the brand new children's librarian.
Yes, started in early January, so about 2 months in, and loving it.
Getting on the floor right there, down there with the kids with the books. Yes. We're here really, though, to talk about ROC.
Yes.
R-O-C-C. What is Reading Outreach Clatsop County?
So our reading outreach is serving all the children that are not in the city limits of Astoria, Seaside, and Warrenton. So every child in Clatsop County that wants a library card can go to their nearest library, public library, and get a free card. So that's pretty much the premise or the promise of ROC. And then also we do a countywide summer reading program every summer. And then in addition to that, we do courier services to help children return their books.
And so the ROC program has just been made a 501c3.
That is correct. Just this last year, at the end of the year, we became a 501c3 nonprofit. Yes.
What are you seeing, Suzanne, when you see children coming into the library and their background, their experience with reading and books and libraries?
My favorite thing is to connect a kid with the right book, the book that gets them excited. So just 2 weeks ago, there was a preschooler in there, and he was excited about one of the books that I had shared with the story time, and wanted to bring the book home. And his mom was like, oh, we don't have a card here. And through Rock, we were able to hook them up with a library card. He was able to take home that book and continue the reading experience and stay excited about reading. We know that the amount that children are exposed to reading and the ideas and the vocabulary, those give them all of the foundations that they need so that when they start kindergarten, they're ready to learn how to read.
Oh, excellent. And so not only does the Rock program help in a case like this, but what are these little free libraries? Let's talk about what those are.
Right. So we started this last year of having community members build little libraries, and then we auctioned them off. And we just loved the idea of when we were looking at Rock and ways to get books out to children in the communities, the little libraries are a way to do that. It's a perfect way for people to take ownership of these little libraries. They look like an oversized birdhouse, and you put books in it, and then it's an individual takes charge of it, and they stock it with books, and then other people can come and exchange books or take a book. So in your neighborhood or community, you have that free exchange.
All right. So you put a call out in what?
Around December.
Around December, yeah. For members of the community to build a little free library, which is like an oversized birdhouse. And you had a response. And that's what people are going to be seeing. And they are going to be auctioned off. The little free libraries that people have made are going to be auctioned off at this Thursday, March 23rd event.
That's correct. And if you look in the libraries, we have them on display now. They're beautiful little libraries. Yes.
So the libraries are on display at the Astoria Library and the Seaside Library, or how does...
Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside all have libraries on display.
Okay. Yes. There will also this year apparently be birdhouses.
Yes. This year we expanded it a little bit for those people that were a little bit nervous about building an entire little library. We said, okay, build a birdhouse because it's smaller and easier and portable. So we are having people do these little custom unique birdhouses as well.
Well, maybe there are birds that want to read and tiny little,
little books.
How many books typically fit into a little library?
It's about 10 to 20. So it's not a lot, but that's a really easy way to keep it, you know, restocked and keep an eye on it for people.
I know. I have, when I was walking around Boise, Idaho, visiting friends, I stumbled across a couple of them, and it was such a delight. And I found a book I really wanted to read. So then I took that book, and then later I brought a book I had just finished. And it was really exciting. And Terry has to say something here.
Well, if you want to see what one of those looks like, at the end of Franklin Street, just to west of downtown, where Franklin connects with a street I live on. I can't remember the name of it. Skyline. There's one sitting in a little park there. It's really neat. And I kept looking at it through all the rainstorms, and it's still there and doing fine.
Yep, absolutely. So how fun. So tell us what's going to happen on Thursday, March 23rd, and how do people get tickets for this? It's a very nominal fee to buy a ticket to go to this event. And what's going to happen?
Yeah, so the tickets are $15. You can get them at any of the three public libraries in the county. And that ticket gets you in the door to the silent auction, which starts right at 5:30. And then there's also appetizers. There is wine and beer, and then also desserts as well. And then at about halfway through the night, there will be the live auction as well. And that will be when we auction off the little libraries.
So if you want to buy a little library, this is the place to come. And then you put it in your yard or in your neighborhood? Or
right. And a lot of these are bigger. We have checked with our cities, but we'd say just double check with your city to make sure it fits in with the building and planning. But basically, they're larger. If they're larger, you put them on a bench. If they're smaller, you put them on a post in your yard, or if you've got an arrangement with your community.
Yeah. So people can buy the little free libraries, and I believe there are five of them this year.
Yes.
And put them in their neighborhoods, their yards, somewhere where people can access them. Mm-hmm. It's always a surprise, a delightful surprise to run into a little library. Just you don't expect it, and suddenly there it is, like a little shrine or something. And then the birdhouses, are they part of the live auction or the silent auction?
They're mostly going to be part of the silent auction. We believe there will be one or two in the live auction that are a little bit fancier and a little bit more unique. So,
okay. Yeah. What a great thing to see what people are making. They're all handmade.
Yeah.
So the silent auction is just items from all over the community.
They are. We've had a lot of wonderful businesses and sponsorships, and we have over 50 items that'll be in the silent auction.
So. That's fantastic. So the event begins at 5:30 at the Seaside Convention Center. It's Thursday, March 23rd, and it's a family event.
Yes.
Is this just the second time you've done this then?
This is our second annual. And before that, we were fully grant funded. So we're just transitioning to community support.
Excellent. Is there something, Suzanne, that you would like the Lissigonians to know about either the library. We have a few minutes left here. The library, the children's reading program, Rock. What would you like folks to know?
I would like, let's see, I think Rock is an amazing opportunity for kids, especially in the more rural parts of Clatsop County, that they can access a lot of things at the library, even if they never get into town to the actual library. The websites have resources for homework, and they have audiobooks and electronic books that you can download for free. There's, and then if you do make it into town and you can check out a few items, if you go to Napa or Jewel schools, you can return those books to your library there, and they'll get sent through the courier back to us, thanks to Northwest Regional ESD.
And if people want to make a donation, hopefully those folks who are listening now will be able to be there on Thursday, March 23rd, because it's so, what a positive event, mm-hmm. encouraging reading. It's just, I mean, what a great family thing to bring your children to. If someone is out of town, perhaps, or can't go, then how, and they say, well, I want to make a contribution to Rock, then how do they do that?
So you make a check out to Libraries Reading Outreach in Clatsop County, and you can bring it to any of the three libraries. You can also do a credit card transaction at the Seaside Library as well.
Okay. All right. So Rock rocks.
Yes.
Yes.
Jimmy Pearson, anything you'd like to say about either the Astoria Public Library, the Seaside Library, the Warrenton Library, Rock, or the event in Seaside?
You know, we're just excited to have Suzanne on board. And also, we for Libraries Rock, if you are in Warrenton, while Natalie gets her new location up and her hours running, you can get a card at Astoria. So we expanded that to make sure that kids have, you know, greater access.
Well, we'll talk briefly about what's happening in Warrenton then.
In Warrenton, Nettie Lee, actually, they're moving to a new building over by City Hall. So she's going to expand her footprint, and it's a pretty exciting time for her in getting the move in place. They're in an old building that was I feel comfortable in it because it's an old army barrack.
Okay, so they're in the process of moving. So, but you will always be able to access books
if
you're living in Clatsop County, thanks to the work of these three fine people. Esther, any last thing that you'd like the listening audience to know?
Just the last 2 years, we've been supporting about 600 to 700 children with these Library Rock cards. And so it's working, it's wonderful. And we see families that are just thrilled to be able to have this access to books and reading. And so any way people can support this is all we're asking.
Reading changes lives.
It really does.
Okay, so there's going to be food and drink and laughter.
Yes.
And the opportunity to look at marvelous, handcrafted, built in this community, little free libraries that you can buy, and birdhouses on Thursday, March 23rd at 5:30. So thank you so much, Esther Moberg, Seaside Library, Jimmy Pearson, Astoria Public Library, and also Suzanne Harold from the Astoria Public Library. And I know you're rushing back to read to children or something today,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's story time at 10:30 if anyone has preschoolers and looking for something to do on a rainy, rainy morning.
Yay. I love children's books. I love listening to our program here. We actually have, you know, bedtime stories. And I listen to it. I love to be read to. Who doesn't want to be read to? It's great. Anyway, thank you, all three of you, so much. And I will see you on March 23rd, Thursday, at Seaside Convention Center at 5:30 for this event.
Thanks,
Yay.
Donna.
Thank you. All right. Thank you all. And now we're going to do a little transition here so that we can do the second half of the program with the Astoria Waterfront Trolley Association, or Riverfront Trolley Association. Thank you all so much. Have a fabulous day. I mean, it is a great day if you're surrounded by books, isn't it? Ideas, excitement, inspiration. I was a bookworm as a child.
Okay,
Terry,
I've got something
have something to say, Terry?
I have something I have to read.
Yes, read it, please.
You want to go out and welcome our new guests?
Our new guests,
they're
absolutely
coming in the door.
Yes.
We'd like to thank you to the North Coast Food Web for supplying breakfast, lunch, and dinner for our guests, volunteers, and staff during the membership drive. Join the Food Web on the third Thursdays for the River People Farmers Market from 2 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. The address is 577 18th Street in Astoria.
You know all that.
And before I give it back to...
We know that.
The host here, I want to thank Lynette from Seaside. She called up and she renewed her family pledge.
Oh, thank you.
And Sarah from Astoria for her kind donation.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks to all of you who support our public programs, our public affairs programming, and all of the eclectic, surprising, wonderful programming we have all the time on KMUN Coast Community Radio.
Okay, Miss Donna, the control is yours.
Thank you, sir. Now, you are still listening to Talk of Our Towns, and we are now going to do another program, a mini Talk of Our Towns program, about the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Association. Today in the studio, I have Russ Thompson. Russ is a motorman conductor and chairman of Trolley Operations Committee. Hi, Russ.
Hi there.
Glad to have you here.
Good to be here.
And I also have Bob Miller. A lot of people may know him from Portland. He was kind of a VIP in radio there. And he is now living here. And he is a motorman conductor. And he is a new member of the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Operations Committee. Hi, Bob.
Morning.
Most folks here know about the Astoria Riverfront Trolley. They see it running up and down the tracks.
We hope so.
We hope most people know, but maybe they don't. So that's why we're going to find out things. The website, by the way, is old300.org. I went on that this morning. And before we talk about the Riverfront Trolley, can you please tell us about your association with the trolley, Russ?
My personal association?
Yes.
I moved to Astoria. My wife and I moved here in 2002. And I was looking in the paper, the local newspaper, the Astorian, and I saw that they were looking for volunteers. So I called the chamber at 503-325-6311.
Good.
And volunteered. And that spring, then, I was riding the trolley and became a trolley motorman conductor.
Excellent. It's so much fun. We're going to talk about the fact that people can now sign up and call the chamber and become a motorman conductor. And the season is happening, so it's time to do it now. And Bob, how did you come to be involved with the Astoria Riverfront Trolley?
We moved here a year ago, January, and I was visiting with some folks down at the waterfront and telling them some jokes and spinning some yarns, and which I want to do. And one of the ladies said, are you looking for anything to do here? And I said, yeah. And she said, you ought to try this trolley thing. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, give them a call. So I did. And the next day I was training, and the rest is history. And I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Excellent. Before we talk about the opportunity to become an Astoria Trolley motorman conductor, which anyone can do if you're over the age of 21, and up to, they said they take volunteers up to the age of 104. So Russ,
and we're both
Russ is almost there.
So Russ, what is the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Association, and how do you all operate and sustain yourselves?
Well, it's we sustain ourselves with the gigantic fares we receive from each individual.
Okay.
A dollar each.
Okay.
Or if they want to go all day, we'll give them a ride all day for $2, and they can get on and off as much as they want. And what was your question?
Well, I know there's been a little bit of information in the paper. What's the status of the trolley now and the status of the tracks?
Right.
Why don't we clear that up?
Okay. The trolley is an independent organization, 501c3, with a board of directors. And then they are the ultimate voice. However, they are pretty nice about us, so the Trolley Operations Committee basically makes most of the decisions that make the trolley run up and down the track. And the track is owned by the city. It was donated to the city by Burlington Northern Railroad way back when they quit operating trains into Astoria. And over a period of time, they have failed to keep the track in A1 operating condition. And now we're being forced to deal with some of that, but it's not A1, but it's A2 or A3, and we're able to operate very, very well.
Trolley's not going to fall in the river.
The trolley is beginning. It's spring break.
It will
start running again. It's usually closed down November, December, January, February. Right. Although I book the trolley for private parties all the time. With groups who come to town. And if people aren't aware, if you want to book the private, the Estuary Riverfront Trolley for a private party, you can actually do that. And that's another way to help increase income for the Trolley Association.
Correct, yes.
So the trolley will be running starting Friday, March 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And
Weather permitting.
We know if it's torrential rain, but if it's just a light little Irish mist, you tend to run.
Yes.
So the Trolley Association is self-sustaining.
501c3.
Right, and people make donations, and then, of course, you have volunteers. And then the city of Astoria is in the process of working on the tracks because they right. own the tracks.
Right. Right, they're upgrading. And we have a good relationship with the city to, as good. Far as whether we can operate today or whether we can't. They'll let us know, keep us posted on what's happening so right. there's no conflict.
Well, the Astoria Riverfront Trolley is not only a fabulous attraction for visitors, but it is locals love it. I right. love to hear the bells. I love to see it. In fact, I've thought about being a volunteer conductor.
You should.
And so
well.
I think we should talk about that because now hopefully we've cleared up the fact that the Astoria Riverfront Trolley is self-sustaining and self-supporting. City doesn't give the Trolley Association any money to run the trolley or maintain the trolley.
Right.
The city owns the tracks, so the city's right. responsibility is to take care of the tracks, which they're doing because there need to be some upgrades in the tracks.
Right.
And that the trolley is going to begin running next Friday. And
correct.
So if I said, because we're hoping to get some new volunteer conductors and motormen, motorwomen, from this radio program, if I said to you, Bob, I want to become a volunteer. How many hours is this going to take of my life?
Well, it's pardon me, it's all volunteer, so you set your own hours. You can work as little or as much as you want. Two of our operators last year, I think, only went out twice,
yes,
and I did 74
right.
runs. So
okay.
just,
and I did 21.
21. It just yeah. depends on, you know, you can work as much or as little as you want. You call the Chamber of Commerce. They'll hook you up with Craig, who is our trainer. You'll meet with him down at the trolley barn, and before you know it, you're going to be at the controls, and he's going to be showing you how to do it. It's all one-on-one training. It's not a class. It's one-on-one with Craig. He's very good, very patient, and he'll teach you how to operate it and work the brakes and all of the other things, and then there's a written test. In order to get certified, you have to pass a written test, and you have to be certified every year. All of us will have to be recertified this year.
As soon as the weather gets better,
yeah,
so we can get the trolley out.
As soon as
the
Mother Nature allows us to. But,
exactly.
But it's that's how simple it is. Just call the Chamber of Commerce. They'll hook you up with Craig, and Craig will get you out there and start training you.
And right at this moment in time, because of attrition, sometimes people move away or people retire, you need more conductors.
We're always right. looking for more.
Always.
And it, so that Bob doesn't have to run, say, 70 times against his will,
right.
let's say.
So actually, you could even do it as little as 3 hours a week or 3 hours a month.
You could.
Yeah.
You could do 3 hours a month even.
Yeah, that'd
and
be a shift. Yeah.
yeah, okay. A shift is 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
and understand that you're both. You're a motorman conductor, so you're going to drive an hour and a half and you're going to talk for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Everybody does both. Nobody does just one of those. So you have to get your spiel together, and the Trolley Association gives you a nice little booklet with all the history of the waterfront, everything you need to know up and down, everybody has their own little spiel they do, and everybody's different. If you don't have Mike Fright, and we can get you over that, don't worry about it. It's fun.
I started out with Mike Fright when I started, and I realized, hey, it's not bad. Nobody's looking at me. I can do this because you're in the back of the trolley. So
yeah.
all the people are looking forward.
Absolutely. And people just are so happy. It's a happy thing to do, to volunteer
exactly.
and work on the trolley, because people are really enjoying their experience, and you get to learn to tell them the history of Astoria and to learn yourself and be on the beautiful riverfront.
You meet a lot of really nice people. First of all, I've met a lot of nice people with the Trolley Association, made a lot of friends, you meet a lot of nice people on the trolley, and when the cruise ships come in, you meet people from around the world, and that is right. such fun.
And we're misspeaking a little bit when we say work, because it's not work, it's
no.
just joy,
it's
just
play.
A lot of fun.
It's fun.
All right, it's
yeah.
play. So you are offering people, right now, the Astoria Riverfront Trolley Association is offering anyone listening to this program, and beyond,
sure.
the opportunity to have fun,
exactly.
to volunteer for a great cause and to have a lot of fun and play and to learn what it's like to be a motorman conductor on the Astoria Trolley. And again, if you're 21 and older, you are eligible.
Donna,
absolutely. Yep.
Yes.
Love to have you.
I trained to be a conductor.
Yes.
Many, many years ago. And what they talked about the spiel. Some of the guys are really funny about some of the things they say about Astoria, such as I recall, we had to go across Young's Bay And to get to the other side, and we had to pick up speed to do that. That was one of the stories they were talking about.
Oh, that's funny.
We had to catapult across.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, and that's great. And, you know, it's just like, well, Southwest Airlines, I mean, come on, we need more humor and more silliness in our lives.
Yeah.
And this is a great opportunity. So, well, I could see that actually a father and son, a mother and daughter, that, you know, this could be a terrific thing for people to do.
Yeah, we have several couples. Well, the Westerbergs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
People from all walks of life. I mean, we have a Seaside City Councilman is one of our motormen.
Right.
A member of the, across the river. Can't remember.
Well, if you are in the Columbia Pacific region and you're living here, you can become a trolley conductor.
Absolutely.
Person.
We have people from Seaside, we have people from across the river.
Exactly. Yeah. So we only have a minute or so left. So how do people find out how to do that?
Once again, you can go to our website, old300.org. That's an easy one. You can also, as I say, the simplest thing to do is just call the Astoria Chamber of Commerce. That number is
503-325-6311.
It's good, isn't he?
He is.
And, call them and they'll hook you up.
And this is your opportunity. And I think I misspoke because I believe that if you're 18 and over, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, not 21. If you're 18 and over, this is your opportunity, because what great skills you would learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only would you learn more about Astoria and you'd be out on this, riding this beautiful trolley on our riverfront, but also on your resume, if you're a young person, the fact that you did that's a wonderful thing to do.
Several years ago, we had two youngsters, young men, that did their senior project on the trolley.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, well, we love the trolley. We want to keep the trolley going. So thank you all so much for all your hard work.
Thank you.
And Russ Thompson and Bob Miller. And I really encourage those of you listening to, you can do it in as little as 3 hours a month, to call them and learn how to run that trolley. Thank you so much. And Terry Wilson, thank you so much, our engineer extraordinaire, and to all of you who have called in, all of you who appreciate the programming here. If you haven't yet called in your pledge, please do. We need you to be part of this family, because that's how we continue to exist. And I also want to express my appreciation. Thank you so much for calling 503-325-0010, or you can go online at coastcommunityradio.org. Thank you, Michael Brunn, our amazing banjo instructor here. He's a talented person who created the original theme music for Talk of Our Towns. And now, until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's such a good thing to do for your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. Focus on the things that are. The people you love, the people who love you, on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.